It's Brian and Tricia. We are Quixie 98.3. Joining us in the studio, Lindsay Alikna from Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance, and she is the sponsor of The Adventures of Brian and Tricia. Good morning.
Good morning. I barely made it this morning.
That's okay. You're here.
Well, you have a job.
I do have a real job, yeah. And I had some things this morning that I had to take care of, but I'm happy to be here.
We're just glad you made it.
Yes. Okay. So yesterday, we go on our adventure. You're blindfolded in the back of the Quixie Cruiser, and we get to our location.
The only thing we told you in advance, Tricia was decent enough to tell you, please bring alternative shoe choices.
Thank goodness.
And you brought a couple different varieties.
I did, because I didn't know if I needed closed-toed, open-toed, just flat.
Yeah.
Closed-toed was the way to go yesterday.
Yes. We went on it was the adventure of trash collection.
Mm-hmm.
We went with Red River Waste Solutions, and we went with a team, Darren and Chance.
Which were awesome.
They were incredible.
Love their job.
Yeah.
And just were so enthusiastic about what they do, and that's what I have gained such an appreciation for not only them, but everybody we've been around during these adventures around our community is they love their job.
Yes. And it's a necessary job.
Oh, my gosh. And they taught us. We got to, Tricia is a trash pro.
I don't know if I'd call it pro. And it's really difficult to get the trash can to mm-hmm. connect to the actual truck and pull it up. Now, they made it look like it was easy. I mean, I thought we'd get up there and we'd like pull those little levers and, no.
Brian, would it take us about 45 seconds to 50 seconds to stop them, maybe 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Brian was timing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was
they
one
were doing
time
20, 25 seconds for two cans.
I lost the trash can in the trash truck.
Yeah, it popped off and flew into the trash
and
truck.
I just looked at Chance with big eyes like, I'm so sorry. He says, it's okay, I'll get it. Like, he's had that happen before.
They were calm.
Yeah.
What was our number one lesson?
Don't stand behind the truck.
That's the number one thing.
And bag and tie your trash up.
And put it in the can.
Put it in the can.
Yeah. I mean, you think when you're putting your trash in there, you're just dumping your trash. You don't really think about it. But, that's not where your trash stops.
Mm-hmm.
Your trash may leave your house from there, but in that trash can. But think about the people that are picking up your trash. Mm-hmm. We witnessed it. We were in the Quixie Cruiser behind the trash truck. And when they started, compacting the trash in uh-huh. the truck, stuff was oozing and squirting out of the back of that. And these guys deal with this all the time. So as a matter of respect for our trash collectors,
yes.
bag your trash.
Just
don't
bag
just
it.
Leave
it's
it
easy.
Gross.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very easy just to bag it and tie it up for them. And it makes their job a lot cleaner and easier and quicker too.
Yes, because if there's trash on the ground, they're picking mm-hmm. it up. You mm-hmm. know, if there's stuff that's fallen out of there. And think about glass and, containers, chemicals, all that. So we did learn that the routes are about 800 homes
right.
that they're picking up.
And it may be really far away. They may be, some of them may be a mile apart.
Yes. And I was shocked to find out that each truck can hold between 400 and 500 houses worth
Crazy.
Of trash.
Before they have to go to the landfill.
Yes.
That is nuts. We learned how that compacts it. We got to operate all of that. It was
a couple of interesting
intriguing.
Things, too. If you have a mattress and you're going to be recycling that by throwing it away, you need to put that in plastic and you need to have it taped shut.
I had no idea.
That is because there is the possibility that you would have bed bugs or other critters on your mattress. They don't want those getting onto the employees
yes.
who are working on this. So obviously, they're just going to throw it in the truck and crush it. And it ends up at the landfill. But before all that, don't just leave it out at the road with no covering on it because they really don't want to pick that up that way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We did learn that when we were at the facility, we were walking around just kind of looking at things. And we saw this mini trash can.
Wasn't much bigger than a kitchen
part.
One.
Yes. This was my favorite part of the whole
this
day.
This was a Lindsay-sized trash can.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was fun size.
It was fun size.
Yes. I said, well, look at that. It's like a miniature trash can. And I had no idea. Steve Smith from Red River Waste told us that these cans are available for people who are not able to handle the bigger cans. They don't need a bigger can. And so if you are somebody who can't physically maneuver a big can, then you can request a smaller can.
Or maybe don't have that much waste.
Right.
And as well.
He pointed out that those are frequently elderly folks or folks who have some sort of a disability. And he said a few people, because they can't get the can, they can't maneuver the can, they actually go to the person's porch to pick up the can because they literally just can't take it to the edge of the driveway.
It's called backdoor pickup, I think they called it. I didn't know that was an option either.
It's not something that they do for very many people. It's in special need cases.
Yes.
And that's just part of what they're supposed to do.
Yes. And so they go through and they... One thing I did realize when we were driving down... we were on... What was the street? 62? And we were there following the truck and people are just whizzing by.
Oh, 50 miles, 60 miles an hour. Yeah.
The safety issue, I think, and Steve said that a couple times, that's the number one thing that they worry about and they're concerned about in continuing their training is on safety. And Darren mentioned it a couple times, too. So everybody just needs to really pay attention, slow down.
Yes.
And just be courteous to those people that are out there working hard to keep us, our garbage picked up and our community clean.
And one more thing, the timing. You know, sometimes your trash may not be picked up at the same time every day. And for me, I don't care. As long as my trash is picked up, that's the big thing. But sometimes trucks break down, they get a flat tire, they need to be serviced, and so other people will have to pick up their routes. And so just be patient with the teams as they are out doing this job that is necessary and so important.
And hard.
It is hard work.
Very hard work.
And they do it, and they do it willingly. And I'm so thankful for them. And don't forget to
friends.
Don't forget to say thank you.
Yes.
Because that is a job. It's a lot of times a thankless job. And I really have a new appreciation for them. And I'm just so thankful for them. So whether you're just waving at them or you leave them a little gift, like a water or a snack or something, just say thank you to the workers, the tippers. That's what they call themselves, tippers.
The tippers. Sanitation tech. But their nickname is tipper.
And the guy that drives the truck is called?
A driver.
Yeah. All right. That has been The Adventures of Brian and Tricia, brought to you by Lindsay Alikna from Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. And officially, it's all over with now, but we may have a little bonus episode.
A bonus. I like bonuses.
We got a bonus.
Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up in the next couple of weeks. And we are Quixie 98.3.